Muy buenas tardes. Un saludo al misionero Miguel Bermúdez Marín.
Good evening. Greetings to missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín there in Valencia, Venezuela, in the congregation of Reverend Miguel Chavez in Fe Viva, and all those who are present there, and also all the ministers and brothers and sisters who are gathered today, Friday, December 20th of this year, 2024, and who are connected through the satellite Amazonas and the satellite Eutelsat 8 and other means of communication like the internet as well. For this occasion, we have the subject, the voice of the trumpet of the new covenant, which was preached Saturday, July 14 of 2007 in Asunción, Paraguay. He read to us there in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting from 49 and on, and let's search in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 7. Where it tells us the following. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 7, it says, "And even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sound, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound," and there he writes another denominational message, "who shall prepare himself to the battle?" There on the left he writes Revelation chapter 1 from 10 to 11. On verse 7 he writes there on the side, and on this other Bible, on verse 8, there at the bottom, he writes, Revelation 19, from 11 to 21, and 17. Now, in this other one, he also writes, 1 Corinthians, right there on the margin to the left, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians 4, Leviticus 25, the voice of the trumpet of the new covenant. You may please be seated. It tells us in the message, the sounding of the trumpet throughout all the earth that was preached on January 30 of 2012 here in Calle, Puerto Rico, it says, we find throughout the scripture that much is said about trumpets, and therefore it is very important to study this mystery of the trumpet or trumpets and the sound of those trumpets, just like when every trumpet is blown or sounded, it has a message, it says something, but many people can't find it or don't understand what it says because it is a message conveyed in the voice of the trumpet. And whoever knows that music or that piece of music knows what that trumpet is saying, and as it is sounding, he knows where it is heading. But whoever does not know, whoever does not understand about the sound of trumpets or a trumpet, does not know what that trumpet is speaking. In the message, a guide, Reverend William Branham tells us, on page 16, which is page 15 of this message in the book in English, it says, "Did you ever, have you been noticing the wild geese going over the docks going south? He writes there on the left, geese. Well, now, remember, that little old duck was born up yonder on that pond somewhere. He don't know east, north, west, or south. He knows nothing but that pond sitting there in the mountains of Canada. He never was of that pond. But he was born a leader. That little Drake was born to be a leader. And the first thing, one night, there was a big snow comes across the top of that mountain. What happens? That cold breeze comes down across through there. I can imagine him shivering, saying, "Mommy, what does this mean?" See, he never felt that cold weather before. He begins to notice around. He begins to notice around the edge of the pond. It begins to freeze. Ice coming on the pond. He does not know, but all of the sudden, he was born to be a guide to that herd of dogs. For that herd of dogs. He will jump right out of that middle of that pond when it strikes him. You call it what you want to. We call it inspiration. Now, notice, he says, he was born to be a guide to that herd of ducks. He will jump right out in the middle, that is, in the middle of the group, of that pond when it strikes him, when it strikes, in other words, that speaks of the inspiration there, and in the terms that we know, that is, the anointing. Notice, later on, right there, he continues, you call it what you want to, we call it inspiration, or you can call it, oh, just instinct, whatever it is. He will drive right out in the middle of that pond, stick that little honker up in the air, and go honk, 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 and every duck on the pond will come right to him. Why? They know their leader just the way he honks. Just the way he honks. And he writes there, the leader is known by his message. The Holy Spirit is the leader. And what is the message that he has to bring today? And Brother Branham continues to say, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who can prepare himself for battle? Right. Who can prepare himself for battle if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound? Like we read in the Bible, in the scripture, another denominational message. Well, if that little duck give an uncertain honk, who is going to prepare himself for flight? That little old duck will stick up his little bill out there and holler, honk, 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 and every little duck will come to him, honk, 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 honk. Here they are, such a jubilee they will have right there in the middle of that pond, just turning over and over and over. After a while, he feels it moving on him. He's got to leave. He will set his little wings down and fly off that pond, get up in the air and turn around 4 or 5 times, and go just as straight to Louisiana as he can go. Louisiana State is at the south of the United States, the translator writes. And he writes, Louisiana, a type of South America. Every duck right behind him, honk, 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 honk. Here he comes. Why? He is a guide, amen. Ducks know their guide. The church doesn't. Yeah, he knows what to do. Look at them old geese from Plumb of from Africa. Now, there is an old gander always lead them, and them geese have to look that gander over real good. They have to know what that gander is talking about. Did you read that in the Look magazine? Here, about 4 years ago, where an old gander one time didn't know what he was doing, and he led a bunch of geese all the way over to England. That's right. That is, that was about 4 years ago, he says, where a goose didn't know what it was doing and it led a bunch of geese all the way over to England, he says. They never was known to be in England before. Why? They never noticed their leader. That old gander didn't know where he was going, and now they are over there and cannot get back. That's what the matter with a whole lot of these geese today, they still swarm. They say that Look magazine said these geese swarm and fly around over England, but they don't know how to get back, see, because they followed a leader who wasn't the one that knew the way. And now they are in a group, but they do not know. They are in a place that they do not know how to get out of. And that's how the church is. Notice, that happens in the church. That's the way it is with some of these geese that I know of. And there he is referring to ministers and also groups as well, who are led or directed under a direction that is not directed by the Holy Spirit, and then they do not know where they are found. You have a swarm and a big protracted meeting and have some revivalist to come along and preach a while, but you don't know where you are going, swarming around and around because you've got some gander, that is some minister, to lead you off on a denominational spree and not back to the Word of God, back to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then we wonder why we ain't got a revival in our days. See, you've got to get that certain sound. That sound is the gospel trumpet, breathing out the gospel, every word of God, not creed, not denomination, but the Bible, the Holy Spirit. These signs shall follow them that believe, see? And there they go down the road, and he writes, certain sound of the Holy Spirit speaking. One old gander, one time, they said, got a bunch killed trying to fly them through the darkness. Didn't know where he was going himself, and they all hit against the mountains out there, and some of them disintegrated, burst up. Sure, they got to know their certain sound. That little old dog, if he's got the certain sound and everybody knows it, they have a little swarming jubilee, and away they go to the south. And there he writes, Louisiana. What do they go down there for? Where it ain't cold. And there he draws, it's not a drawing there. He writes, North America, Central America, the Caribbean. And below that he writes, Louisiana, type of South America. Now, if God gives a dog enough sense to know how to dodge the coldness, how ought he to have give the church? If a dog can do that by instinct, what about the Holy Ghost in the church? It ought to lead us from old formalities and creed and things into a glorious, wonderful baptism of the Holy Ghost. And there he draws a cornerstone, and on the right, it brings virtue, knowledge, patience, godliness, and the Holy Spirit. That's what the real guide will lead, because he'll breathe out nothing but the gospel, just the Word of God. Sure, you need a guide. When the wise men, they didn't know nothing about God. They were magic workers, magicians. They were over in the Orient. You know, the Bible said, we have seen his star in the east come to worship him. They were from the west. They looked east and saw his star, or looked west. They was in the east, and we were in the east and saw his star in the west. He writes on the right, star, see? We have seen his star in the east, and see, they were in the east. When we were in the east, we saw the star, and we've come to worship him. I can imagine seeing those fellow getting ready to go. I can imagine one of their wives said to him, said, say, got everything all packed up, but where's your compass? He said, I ain't going to use a compass this time. Said, how you going to get across the mountains? Remember, they had to cross the Tigris River and come down through the plains, and they had 2 years trip on camels. How are they going to do it? Said, well, you ain't even taking a compass? Said, no. How are you going? I'm going God's provided way. That star yonder is going to lead me to that king. That's it. And above he writes, star equals Luther, Wesley, Reverend William Branham. Star equals messenger equals Elijah, Moses, Jesus. And he also writes there, star equals messenger, pastor, angel. And how are you going? I'm going God's provided way. That star yonder is going to lead me to that king. That's it. We have seen his star in the east and followed it all the way here in the west to worship him. Where is he? They followed God's provided way. They got tied up with a bunch of creeds down there. In a little while, they come into Jerusalem and begin to go up and down the street, these finest dressed people, saying, where is he? Where is he born, king of the Jews? Well, that was the head. That was Jerusalem. Surely, the big church ought to know something about it. Where is he? Where is he born, king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east. We come to worship him. Where is he? Why, they went over to pastor so-and-so and to high priest so-and-so. None of them know nothing about it. Why, there is one born king of the Jews. Where is he? They didn't know. But there was a bunch of shepherds out there on the hillside just having them a time, yes sir. Because they had come God's provided way, so they stayed around there. And directly he said, I will tell you what we ought to do. We ought to have a board meeting. So they called in the Sanhedrin council and thought if they had heard something about it. No, we didn't know nothing about it. That's the same thing it is today. Now, look what our brother William continues to tell us. It is like a musical piece in an opera. Whoever doesn't know opera doesn't know anything about that music. He hears sounds that go up and down. They get faint in some moment and then suddenly they go up. And some people even get scared when it goes up. But they do not know what those instruments are saying. They do not know what the trumpet is saying and what the other instruments are saying. And they see a man with a baton making gestures and they say, well, these people must be crazy. That man with the baton making gestures and these other people sounding those instruments. But whoever knows and appreciates what the conductor is doing with that baton and what the orchestra group is doing, what they are performing, they understand and appreciate the music that they are listening to. That is how it is in the divine program. That is why in the Bible it speaks about trumpets, musical instruments, and so forth. This matter of musical instrument, pieces of music, and so on, this comes from heaven, which is the first place where there was music, where there were instruments, angels who performed musical pieces. Look, in the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed on page 86. There he tells us, this is almost at the end of this message, he says, starting from 84 at the bottom, then it says, what the threefold revelation, hope and joy of heaven revealed in him. What? The hope of earth and joy of heaven. Everything is manifested in Christ. God, the church, everything else is manifested in Christ. The Bible is Christ. The Bible is the written word, which he is the word. It is the manifestation, is the evidence of the life coming into the flesh of the word. And he writes there, the prophet and the church, to manifest it. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Now, not knowing, of course, being spiritual, you watch spiritual things. Not knowing this, God knows it. But if you will turn and look at the clock, it's on the dot 2 o'clock. And he writes there 2 p.m. The end of the second pool, the third pool is at hand. And he writes there 3 p.m., the hour of the sacrifice. Did you notice that the Spirit took, because there is a note, it says, here Brother Branham continues to sing the hymn. Then he says, did you notice that the Spirit take the same song and picking it up an octave higher? Like that, the next pool is at hand. And he writes there, on the right he writes, the third pool equals the word. Above that paragraph he writes, 2 p.m. And on the left he also writes, end of the second pool. 2 p.m. 3 p.m. is the hour of the sacrifice. And he also draws a cornerstone and the ages there, and in the cornerstone he writes on the side the third pool, and in the center, the breach, the gap, there he writes second pool, meaning in the gap. And right here in the same message, he writes below, in one of the note pages in the back, he writes there, in this little part here, he draws a little cornerstone and the ages, the arrow towards the cornerstone, and he writes the third pool higher. In other words, if we read it all together, it will be the third pool, 2 p.m. on a higher note, all together. And above that, he writes, there are seven musical notes equals the seven ages. And the eighth note equals the age of the cornerstone. Now, notice that there, in that fourth stage, is when the still small voice was heard and God was there. Notice, in the seven ages, in the seven church ages, it is showing those instruments there, but notice that in the eighth part, what is heard is a still small voice. Now, notice that in the tabernacle of Brother Branham, what he had was a piano. Everything that was shown in the life of Brother Branham and in the church, his family and everything, was showing what it would be that eternal age, the age of the cornerstone, on that higher octave note. Now, that is why he said to me, in the end, you will only put a piano. And he had also told me, in the place of the Branham's tabernacle, what they had was a piano, and other things that he told me about the whole meaning and the reason for all of that, which we're going to talk about up to that point, because the rest of it has to do with what was seen in that activity, which, well, after all of that happens, it will be shown there, so that imitators don't come out imitating everything that God is carrying out and will carry out later on. But notice that God is leading us and putting everything in order, which we are already seeing how the places where those activities will be taking place at that level already, at that height, because now, notice, everything is being established, as he told us in the message. Everything was being established, or it had already been established. It was something that had already been established by that messenger some time beforehand, and that is what God is carrying out at this time in this message of teaching, bringing us the rupture in faith and putting everything in order until we get to that activity that Brother Branham saw. It was something that was being established, or it was something that was already established, Brother William said there. And that is what we are seeing in this trajectory of the seventh seal in this half hour of silence. Now, our Brother William continues to say there, and now, in the midst of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we find that this matter of trumpets, of music, and so on, has been fulfilled. There is always music in the midst of Christianity, but as for the work that God does, it is also represented in music, in musicians, in trumpets, and so on, and a trumpet sounding in the midst of the Church of course, the musician who knows how to sound it must be behind that trumpet, because if the trumpet gives uncertain sound, how will we prepare ourselves for the battle, for the spiritual battle? And in an army, how will the people, the soldiers, be prepared if the one who plays the trumpet does not give the certain sound to go to battle, but instead gives the sound to lie down and to go to sleep? See, the right sound must always be given when the trumpet is sounded in every stage of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look, in the message of the edited book of the ages, now, remember that there are things that in that war or battle, they never say the things that are going to be carried out, that is, all the details. Instead, they don't openly disclose what that general or captain is instructing. Rather, there are things that are kept quiet, and the strategies for the battle that is going to take place are not revealed. Now notice on page 43 from the Book of the Ages of this other one. Let's see here, so we can read and see both page 48, and here on page 48, he says, 48 of the book in English, he says, and I heard behind me a great voice of a trumpet, Revelation 1:10. John was in the spirit, and there, on top of this other book in the red one, he writes, the day of the Lord equals eighth day. And John was in the spirit, and when he was, he saw the great and wonderful day of the Lord Jesus and all his holy power. The future was about to unfold, for God was about to teach him. John did not say it was a trumpet. It was like a trumpet. Now, when a trumpet is blown, it was an urgency about it. It is like an herald, the king's messenger. Here in this other book, the red one, he writes, the king's messenger, upwards. It was like the herald, the king's messenger, coming to the people. In this blue one, he writes, he draws a stone, a cornerstone, that is, he draws a cornerstone and the ages on the left. He blows on a trumpet. It is an urgent call. People gather to listen. Israel was always assembled by the sounding of a trumpet. Something important is at hand. Listen to it. So this voice had the same urgency of appeal as did the trumpet. Clear and strong it was, startling and awakening. Oh, that we might hear the voice of God as a trumpet this day, for it is the gospel trumpet sounding forth the word of prophecy to make us aware of and prepared for what is coming upon the earth. Something important is at hand. Listen to it. There he writes, and that is, there he draws a Star of David on the right. And also there, here in this other one, at the end of that paragraph that we just read on the right side, he writes Revelation 4:1, 22:6, 22:16, 7:2, 11:3-7, 10:8-11, 1:1-3, and 1:10-11. Now, our brother William continues to say in this message that we are reading, titled, The Sounding of the Trumpet Throughout All the Earth, he continues to say, therefore, when you see Israel, the Hebrew people with their leaders, approaching a message and paying attention to a messenger, open your eyes, because we are reaching the time of the Feast of the Trumpets, for Israel, for it to become a reality to the Hebrew people, where the last trumpet will be sounding, and thus the Feast of the Trumpet will be fulfilled, and the day of vengeance of our God will be made known, according to Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 3. In the message, Recognizing Your Day and Its Message, on page 42, which is the page 37 in the book in English, he tells us there, let's recognize it, friend, for we are called to gather together for the sounding of the trumpet, for the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, then time shall be no more. He is gathered, Israel, the 3 days In the third day, he said he would do it. There on the right, he writes the trumpet and the gathering. And above he writes, we have been called to gather together for the sounding of the trumpet above in the margin at the top. In the third day, he said he would do it. 2,700 years has passed. In the third day, he said he would gather them together, and he's done it. He said he'd make known the way of life. There, you are just waiting now for the bride to get out of the way so they can come, the two prophets, Hebrew prophets, that'll recognize. And notice, when the church bride goes up, she is taken out of the dispensation of grace and placed in the dispensation of the kingdom. She is taken up to that heavenly age, and then that is where that messianic ministry appears, the coming of the Son of Man with his angels, that is, those two prophets, Moses and Elijah, which sound that trumpet, which we are going to read right now in a few minutes. It says, you remember me standing in Cairo, to go up there, when Louis Petrus said, Brother Branham, if they'd ever see that, they believe their prophets. I said, it's a good thing for me. See how man is, but see the grace of God? I said, I will read this New Testament. They read it. Louis sent them over a million over there, Brother Louis Petrus from Sweden. They would read it, coming up and down there, them Jews, not like this modern bunch of Jews, but in their homeland, and come down, he said, if this be the Messiah, let us see him do the sign of the prophet, we'll believe it. Louis Petrus said, Brother Branham, there is the opportunity, there is the opportunity, and he draws a Star of David on the right, and he writes, the opportunity. And there, what it says, it is a good thing for me, he writes there, the way of life. And he also writes from there, going upwards, he writes, the two prophets and the 144,000 Jews, and he draws a Star of David. And he also writes there, on the left, if it is the Messiah, let him do the sign of the prophet. Someone told me that it would be an opportunity. I got right, just right down to it. Some man come over and said there, Brother Arkham Bright said, Brother Branham, that would just alarm Israel. Bring them out before it and show the sign of the prophet. They will believe it. I said, Lord, here I am, ready, jumped on the plane, took the money and got me a ticket, stopped in Cairo, said, yeah, I'm ready. The Holy Spirit said, this is not your place. And he writes there, it is of the fifth Elijah, Revelation 11 from 3 to 14. And he also writes Revelation 10, 8 to 11. And he also writes Revelation 22, 16, because that is the angel which, notice that the Holy Spirit, when he's going to operate a ministry in a messenger, since he is the one that operates the pertaining ministry at that time, there are all the ministries. Now look, on the left hand, he draws a cornerstone and the ages, and in the cornerstone he writes a great trumpet, and in the ages at the bottom he writes seven trumpets. The Holy Spirit said, this is not your place, this is not your time, see? You get ahead of yourself. And below he writes, the fourth Elijah is not the fifth Elijah. I thought, oh my, I come way over here, I'm going to go. Something said, stop right here, don't go that way, turn on into India, don't go that. Go over to India, but don't you go here. And he writes there, not to Israel, go to India. Thought, why? As I walked out behind the hangars, I said, Lord Jesus, what does this mean? Then he made known to me, no Gentiles, these prophets are the one. It has to be according to the scripture. Moses and Elijah has to come. And besides, the bride hasn't been taken out of the way yet. Notice, she had not gone up to the age of the cornerstone, and those ministries could not appear because they are Jewish ministries, that the Holy Spirit would be operating in that instrument. In other words, that this instrument is Hebrew or Jewish, it comes through that line, that offspring. And that's why they have said, that is why he said, tell them that you are of the tribe of Judah, of that line. Notice, because it is an offspring of David. He, in a writing, he places the first king, Saul, the second king, David, third king, Solomon, and fourth king, he leaves it with a question mark. I have that writing there. We have already read it. And now he continues to say, and then prophets will return and they will do the sign of the prophet. That's the scripture. There, it all is fulfilled then perfectly. Israel as a nation will be born in one day. And he writes there, third dispensation, eighth day. And he writes there on the left, he writes, Zechariah 4 and Revelation 11, 3-6. And he writes there, Moses and Elijah. And he also writes, Israel equals the 144,000 will be the nation that will be born spiritually. Amen. The evening, Israel as a nation will be born in one day. Amen. The evening lights are shining. Now, our brother William continues to say here, therefore, this is the time for the last trumpet to sound. It is the time to hear the voice of Christ in the midst of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then Israel will hear the voice of the Messiah, the voice of the Feast of the Trumpets sounding at this end time. On page 129 from the Book of Quotations, in the paragraph 1152, it says, he said at the great trumpet would sound the great trumpet, not trumpets now, Feast of the Trumpets. There are two of them, Moses and Elijah, to call the trumpets. See, who blows the trumpet? Moses and Elijah, the ministry of Moses and Elijah, but under the great trumpet, the coming of the Lord to announce Joseph returning, see? That all nations would assemble at Jerusalem. Amen. You find that in the book of Isaiah. I just give it to you a while ago, one of those chapters we read, that it's in Isaiah 18, 1 and 3, and in Isaiah 27, 12 and 13 is where he sounds that trumpet, and all the nations will recognize Israel in her homeland, God with her. Then the bride will come to be with the bridegroom, and the bridegroom with the bride, and then the great millennium, after the whole world is destroyed by atomic power, and there will be a new heavens, and new earth shall live forever. And below he writes, by atomic power equals the destruction, and he writes, all the nation will gather. In, it is cut there, it must be in Jerusalem, under the great trumpet. And he writes above that, the great trumpet equals the coming of the Lord. Our brother William continues to say, it is important to know these things because that voice of trumpet or great voice of trumpet that will speak blessings for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ then will speak divine judgments for all mankind. It will be the voice of God through the Holy Spirit in the midst of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ through the messenger that he has for the last day. Notice, through what? Through a messenger, because surely the Lord will do nothing but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets, and that messenger has to be adopted to carry out that work. It is an adopted ministry. That is something very important. And it is a messenger who he has alive in the midst of the church. It will be the voice of God through the Holy Spirit in the midst of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ through the messenger that he has for the last day. And therefore, whatever it is spoken will be fulfilled. That is how the divine revelation will come to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and then to the Hebrew people. And that message that he will be bringing, speaking the last trumpet or great voice of trumpet, will be the message of God to the church, to the Jews, and to all mankind. It will be preached to every people, nation, and tongue, and individuals. Remember that the third pool is for the bride, for the foolish virgins, for the lost, and for the Hebrew people as well. Therefore, it is important to be alert to the sounding of the trumpet throughout the earth. The same page 129 in the paragraph 1148, it tells us, when finished at Laodicean age, According to Revelation 10, the mystery of the whole Bible will be known to the bride. Is that right? Revelation 10. At the top, he writes Revelation 10 from 1 to 11. Listen close now. Bride called out by the word, Christ himself calling out the bride, making plain Hebrews 13:8 that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, thus the same is the same. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. See, Luke 22 or Luke 17:30, and also Malachi 4, Hebrews 4:12, all these scriptures that promise this is to be between the sixth and seventh seal and the sixth and the seventh trumpet. Remember, all trumpets sound on the sixth seal. The sixth seal finishes the mystery under the sixth seal just before the seventh seal is opened. There on the left he writes, the sixth seal ends the mystery. Notice here in Leviticus 26, now, the order of the scriptures, after the long period of Pentecost, which ends in the calling out of the bride is called out by a servant, the rejected, next to be known to Israel, the Feast of Atonement. Notice how after the Feast of the Trumpet enters the Feast of Atonement, and he writes there, the Atonement today. And he also writes below there, where he wrote the sixth seal ends the mystery, he writes, Pentecost ends in calling out the bride. Our brother William continues to say, that voice of trumpet, or that voice of trumpet is before the sixth feast, which will be the Feast of Atonement, what we had just read earlier now, which in the prophetic sense will be fulfilled. Prophetic what? Prophetic sense. And then the seventh feast will be the Feast of the Tabernacles, which will be fulfilled in the kingdom of the Messiah. The kingdom of the Messiah will fulfill the Feast of the Tabernacles, which represents the seventh age of the church. The repentance of Israel asking God's forgiveness for their sins will be fulfilled in the Feast of the Atonement, when they see it, when they know it, when that feast is fulfilled in the midst of Israel in the prophetic sense and for the last day. And the Feast of the Trumpet is at the voice of the last trumpet, of the seventh trumpet. It will be the call for Israel, and they will awake. And this is under the seventh seal, under the time of the seventh seal, under the sixth seal, which are the ministries of Moses and Elijah. We find that the seventh seal and the sixth seal are joined. And for Israel, the sixth seal is Moses and Elijah, the two olive trees of Revelation chapter 11 and Zechariah chapter 4 from 1 to 14. Now, notice how he tells us there that the seventh seal and the sixth seal join together. The seventh seal, which is the coming of the Lord to the church, and the sixth seal, which are Moses and Elijah, the seventh trumpet for Israel, which are the two olive trees. Now, notice, he goes on to say, and it will be, has revealed how those trumpets has been sounding for Israel and being brought to Israel to be born as a free and sovereign nation, which has already taken place. And now is the time for the seventh trumpet to sound for Israel, and a run through all the previous trumpets, which will be opened, revealed to Israel. On this same page, 129, on paragraph 1149, look, it says, from the seventh angel's message, messenger of the seventh seal, and Revelation 10 was the seventh seal. And he writes, the seventh seal equals is Revelation 10. He writes on the top, to the seven trumpets between those two times. Oh God, how can we say this to make the people see it? It's between that sixth trumpet and the sixth trumpet and the sixth trumpet and the sixth seal sounds at the same time. What we're reading there, notice, and between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet, there is a prophet to appear before the Gentiles to call the people back to the original Pentecostal doctrine. And the two witnesses of Revelation 11 appear to the Jews to send them to Jesus while the church is being taken up. And he draws a little cornerstone on the left. All them prophets Amen. The word of the Lord cannot be broken. It won't be a denomination. And he writes, Moses and Elijah. And on the left, he draws a Star of David. It won't be a denomination because that is the trumpet that will give the right sound. That is why he says that it won't be a denomination. And it is what is happening today. He will not be speaking a message or another denominational message, what he writes there in the scripture, but it will be the right sound. That's the guide, the Holy Spirit, to take the people, the elect, to the promised land of the new body. Do you see it? Read in your book here and see if that between the sixth and the seventh trumpet isn't injected in there, let the Jews being called out. Now do you understand how that work, that labor is injected among the sixth and the seventh trumpet? There is something in between that is being carried out in such a simple way as the bride is being raised up to where? To the age of the cornerstone. I hope you caught that part there, very important there, because see, everything is being fulfilled in and under that trumpet. Now, look, it says, between the sixth and the seventh plague, we come over to that 144,000, you remember that? Which has been that, do you remember? Between the sixth, the fifth seal and the sixth seal, between the sixth seal and the seventh seal, there was a calling out of the 144,000. You remember that? Now, there is where these trumpets come in right there. See? You see that? And there he writes, the calling to the Jews equals is between the sixth and the seventh seal and between the sixth and seventh trumpet. Do you see all that? And there he also writes, it will not be a denomination on the left in at the bottom of the paragraph 1149. And also in this one, let's read this paragraph, that first sentence. Look, it says, page 129, paragraph 1150. Now, as soon as this church, the bride, is drawn together, she is taken up, and that mystery of the seventh seal, or the seventh seal, the mystery of the going, and the Jews is called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet, which is two prophets, Elijah and Moses. See that the seventh seal is the coming of the Lord. Seventh seal, Moses and Elijah. And now, our brother William continues to say, therefore, when you see Israel looking for something, expecting something like what is there promised, remember, that is in the scripture, when you see that approach to a message and a messenger, remember, there are scriptures that speak of that blessing for Israel, and it will not be in the way of their interpretations, but in God's way and God's form of interpreting things, which is fulfilling them. How does he interpret them? By fulfilling them. And it's not in their way, nor the way of the leaders, nor of those geese who don't know how to lead the people and takes them somewhere, and then neither him nor those who are in that place know how to get out of that entanglement. The way it happened is the story that we narrated in the beginning. The fulfillment of what God has promised is God's interpretation of it. There is no other way to interpret the word. Fulfillment is the interpretation of what God has promised. As simple as that. The voice of the trumpet of the new covenant. Let's stand up and thus live in this message that we have for today. The voice of the trumpet of the new covenant. Our beloved brother and friend, Dr. William Soto Santiago.